My name's Ron. I'm a grateful believer, and I'm an alcoholic. Hey, everybody. Tonight, I'm going to be doing lesson 20, number 20. We do 25 lessons here. Every other week, we have a lesson on one of the 12 steps and 8 principles of CR. And then on the other week, we have a testimony from one of our people who have been through recovery and have a story to tell. So I would like to also promote step study, even though we teach up here and whatnot. There's nothing like the step study group to really get down with these steps and learn them and be with a group of guys or gals and a leader and co-leader and ask questions, and there's a booklet and a Bible, and it's really the way to go. I highly recommend it to work the steps. I had worked the steps a few times before doing that, and it was awesome. So I highly recommend doing the steps that way. Tonight, we are going to focus on step 10 and principle 7. So let's read that, if we can. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life, and to gain the power to follow His will. We continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So we're talking about continuous or daily personal inventory. So you might say, well, why? We've just done step, if you're doing the steps, you've just done step 1 through 9. You've inventoried your whole life. You've turned your will and your life over to God. You've asked Him to forgive and remove your handicaps. And you've probably made some pretty horrendous amends. And you're probably saying, hey, put a fork in me. I'm done, for God's sakes. But that was the past. To me, the first step, 1 through 9, we work on the past when we get here, and we deal with what's built up to that time. And now we have to move forward from here. We have to live life, and I still want to, live it righteously, godly, and I want my recovery to continue. And so if I don't continue to do these things, again, step 1 through 9 was the past. Step 10, 11, and 12, we're moving forward. And it's a mini version. To me, 10, 11, and 12 is just a mini version of 1 through 9 that we do on a constant basis, continual basis. We'll talk about that in a minute. But that's what we do from now on, and we revert back to any of those steps or any parts of those steps as we go along the way. But they are a continuum. And the way this works for me, just so you know, tonight I come before you safe, sober, fully clothed, and in my right mind. And I'm sure you can appreciate that. And but I didn't used to be. I didn't used to be that way, and I might not be again someday if I don't keep myself in what I call a fit spiritual condition. I have to continue on in that, or I will revert back to my old ways. I will not walk properly with God, and pretty soon I will be drunk again. I almost guarantee you that. So for me, these are critical. I mean, I do this stuff, and I get to be amongst you people, safe, sane, and sober. If I rest on my laurels and I get spiritually lazy, then it all starts reverting back to when I get here, and I don't want to lose that. Even though I've been sober a long time, it's still a daily deal. It's a continuing, and it's trying to work these principles and steps as best I can. So how do we take a personal inventory, and we are wrong, probably admit it. I don't even have my glasses on. A miracle, I can see. So how do we do this? This is a little different than when we got into the fourth step. So this is a prompt, honest, forthright self-exam of the past minute up through the past day. It's just very current. And we look at the good and the bad on a continuing basis moving forward. Don't forget the good things. A lot of you or a lot of us have worked our work step 1 through 9 to this point, and so we have some recovery under our belt. We have some time. We've worked the steps to this point, so hopefully we've got some things going on good in our life, and we need to keep track of those and revel in those and be glad about that and thank God for that. And then we also need to look at the other side of things, and we look at the good and the bad. God has provided a great daily checklist to monitor ourselves. So I'm going to read Matthew 22:36-40. It says, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So that's one good deal right there. Am I, through my day, am I honoring God? Am I loving God? Am I God-conscious rather than self-conscious? Am I thinking of how I can love my neighbor and help somebody else rather than what's in it for me and my selfish motives, and it's all about me, me, me? So that's a great one right there. Was I God-conscious or self-conscious? Did I love others and work at helping others? Then the Bible has some more detail on this. Paul gets a little bit deeper. And I actually stretched this out from what was kind of the recommended reading, because I think this is just some good stuff, and it kind of lays it on the line, kind of gets down to the nitty-gritty. And Paul's letter to the Galatians, he says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." So how's that for a list of do's and don'ts? So, you know, that boils it down to those specific things. And you could look at your day in this manner or at any time during the day. Today, did I love or hate and envy? Today, did I have joy or wrath and anger? Did I have peace or dissensions and heresies? Did I have patience or selfish and ambitious motives? Was I kind and good or contentious and crude? Faithful or full of fear? Did I have self-control or full of lusts and outbursts of wrath? Truthful and honest, or did I tell a lie or be dishonest in some manner? I simplify this down a lot of times to, was I a blessing or a curse today in my different endeavors with people that I encountered, with situations I came upon? Did I help the situation, or was I just kind of boisterous and angry and contentious? And I kind of go along the day that way. So again, I can acknowledge and revel in my blessings and thank God for healing me and helping me, but I also have to acknowledge and admit a wrong promptly, take responsibility for my part in it, even if it seems small, and not blame others for everything that's wrong with me and the world. Ask God for forgiveness and to take it away. Make amends or reparation quickly and honestly. I'm taking care of my side of the street, and that's all I can do. I can't control anybody else or any other situation. I can just take care of Ron and do what I need to do to cover myself and take responsibility for my actions in life. And that's kept me in good stead. So that's the how and kind of what of what we're doing. Now the continually part of this step, what's the time involved and what does that mean? So let's look at our handout. And you've got, I don't get an acrostic for some reason, I don't know. I got adopt. So three ways to do a step 10 inventory. One is ongoing. So an ongoing's through the day. That's kind of what I do mostly. As I go through the day, I just try to keep up. And I try to make amends. I hate to say, I tell the story even, but I have a quick temper and I'm impatient and I've prayed about it and it just is what it is. I'm still working on it, but I had to get a permit the other day and I don't like getting permits. I learned a long time ago, I don't like the bureaucracy. So I hired somebody to do that for me, my assistant, but he was busy and I had to do it myself. So I thought, okay, you know the drill, just be calm, you know how they do this thing, so just keep your mouth shut, and you know. So I'm sitting there, and one guy goes ahead. The way they do it is not, I don't know, it just is weird. So one guy goes ahead of me, and I know that's the deal. Another guy goes ahead, all right, Ron, shut up, keep your mouth shut, just have patience, okay, love. And then third guy, fourth guy, fifth guy, I lose it, I'm done, I'm sorry. And I get up and I'm all over everybody as if it does any good. And then, I end up with the receptionist because she's trapped there in her chair. She can't run away or go anywhere. So, you know, I'm all over her yelling and, you know, this is the worst blank, blank thing. And, you know, how can you, you know, the city ought to be blah, blah, blah. And, of course, right in the middle of it, I get called to go get my permit. So I go get my permit, but I know about five steps away that, you know, kid, you've blown it again. You know, gosh darn it, I know I got to give her an amends. So I go get my permit and everything, and I go back, and I go, you know, I am really sorry. I said, you know, I'm a jerk, and I don't mean to be that way, but it's not your fault. You can't do anything about it, you know. And I said, I normally hire an assistant for this, you know, and she got kind of a laugh out of that, so... brightened her day, you know, but her mouth just kind of fell open because it's like she gets this kind of stuff all day long, and this was probably the first amends, and it's like I was kind of making the amends, you know, for everybody, because she just kind of went silent and stared at me, you know, and I get that once in a while, but So she says, oh, thank you for telling me that. You know, I just You know, so you know, it really turned that around. Of course, then I couldn't leave it alone. Now I'm on a roll. You know, so I gotta. So once you, like me, have done this amends thing for 26 years of your life, you kind of get to be a genius at it. So now I'm really laying it on thick. You know, I got her going and laughing and stuff. So I mean, by the time I'm done, she's proposing marriage, for gosh sakes. I mean, that's so. But no, not really. But anyway, I have gotten pretty proficient at my amendses. But it does, you know, it does kind of make a day. Of course, I've made some amends. I got into it with a guy out in a parking lot one time, and then we ended up both going into Borders bookstore, and we were kind of getting into it, and I thought, if I see that guy, I got to make an amends. Of course, there he is, you know, right 10 seconds away, over by the books. So this guy, though, I didn't get right in his face. I stood about 10 feet back when I made my amends because we got kind of hot out in the parking lot. But anyway, so you got to be, you know, you got to pick and choose and, you know, do them right. But anyway, where was I? I digress. Daily. Two is daily. Daily inventory. So this is, if we look up to the top of the page at Principle 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination. So I can't get any clearer than that. In another group I belong to, why we promote either first thing in the morning when you get up, you look at yesterday and kind of go through the day and what was good, what was bad, or really promote at night at the end of the day before going to bed, you take a few minutes and just think about your day. And did I owe an amends? Did I do something goofy, or was something good? And this lesson also promotes journaling, which I didn't get into a whole lot. But you could journal these, which is really good. If you can write them down, you can keep track, because sometimes there's things going on that, you know, you just don't remember. And you can sort of see a pattern happening. And it's the same with the good. Sometimes we're doing better than we thought, and we need some way of keeping track of that also. When I was new, I mean, I didn't do this. You know, I was about 6 months sober or whatnot, and, you know, I was just feeling miserable and depressed. It was kind of my normal state anyway, but I was whining to some guy. I'd actually made a friend in AA, and we were having lunch. And so I was whining about feeling bad, and he just kind of looked at me, and he goes, what are you talking about? And I said, well, nothing's happening. I'm not getting any better. And I used to talk about blanket days. I would have what I called blanket days when I first got sober. I would just get off the street, go home, get in my bed, and pull the covers over my face and just stay there for the afternoon so I wouldn't be out doing something stupid, take a drink. But normally I was just feeling really bad, but... And I had quite a few of those, and Frank says, you haven't had a blanket day in 3 weeks. Did you notice that? And I said, and then the light bulb just went off, you know. So I said, no, I didn't even. He says, geez, you know, 3 months ago I couldn't even talk to you, you know. I mean, you were just so down all the time and everything. And he says, you haven't had a blanket day, and, you know, you were having lunch, and you're doing good. And I go, yeah, I do good. Yeah. So... Then I'm a genius expert, but so we don't know sometimes. We're doing better than we think, and we don't even know it if we don't keep track and watch some of this stuff, be it writing, meeting with others, talking with others ahead of us that can see things that we don't. So that was daily. Okay, periodic. This is like... 3 months, you know, you can set a time, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. And some people do it that way. And this is stuff that sort of falls through the cracks, if you will. You think you're kind of keeping up with everything, but maybe not. So you just take some extra time, and it's a real mini, again, fourth step, where you just get a little more into it and just go through the past 3 months or so. You're not doing your whole life here. And I'll say, too, about... You know, when you do your fourth step, your first one, your moral inventory, you're going to remember some things down the road as you progress in your recovery that you didn't think of, and that's good too. If you're doing this stuff, then you'll just do that. You'll get that written down, or talk to somebody about it, or you'll go, "Oh my gosh, how could I have forgotten?" And the light bulb, you start getting a little clearer. And at least us drunks, I don't know about the others, but so you can, you know, just keep up with the past and the current. I do mine where I just sort of let, you know, if I check myself, fear, selfishness, dishonesty, depression, anger, you know, I'll be doing the daily stuff, and then something, I got somebody I'm mad at that just doesn't go away. It kind of goes on and on, or I'm just angry all, you know, I'll catch myself just sort of blowing up at something I shouldn't. So I know that tells me, and if you pay attention to that, then that's screaming at you, hey, slow down, take a look at this. Something might be happening over here that's manifesting itself over here somewhere that doesn't look like it connects. And so that's when I do a periodic, I guess, because I let nature take its course, and there's times I need to settle down and see what the heck is going on here and get in a little deeper than the daily grind. So, okay. Now, I had, you know, like all this other stuff, and it's 7:24, so let me see, what would be the... I think I won't read this stuff. When I prayed to God to help me with this lesson, I felt He gave me three words. He gave me two words. Actually, one of them was right next to the other one in the dictionary, so the third one popped in there. But He gave me the word repent, discipline, and disciple. And we all know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And that's the way I was before recovery. But I couldn't, you know, if we don't know any better or have anybody to show us or whatever, what else can we do but the same thing over and over? And so repent. We hear it all the time, especially in Christianese, and Jesus said it a lot, and John the Baptist, but you know, what does that word really mean? And it just means that I'm going to read, because that just it means to feel regret or remorse, too, which I like, to resolve to reform oneself morally. So I think that's what we're doing here: resolve to reform oneself morally. I like that answer. So I need to repent, but I don't know how. I don't know what to do. And so I need the discipline. A lot of us, when we get here, we're undisciplined. I mean, that's a dirty word to us. Or are we just, you know, disciplined? Jeez. So I need to be disciplined in a manner. And so how do I get disciplined? I mean, how do I get to do this stuff? And then, like, disciple was right next to discipline in the dictionary. And I go, well, you need a disciple. You need to be discipled. And that's what we do here in CR. I mean, we have... each other, we have the steps, we get sponsors, accountability partners, and we have Jesus. I say always, we have Jesus if we work at it. But myself, I need, and that's great networks, but sometimes I need an audible voice, you know, I need an actual, hey, Ron, do this, you know, from somebody that's gone ahead. Because sometimes spiritually, I mean, I think the message, I get a little, you know, I want to take it this way when God's telling me to go that way. So, anyway, I thought that was a pretty good little thing from God. Is this stuff easy? No. Does it come naturally? No. But I don't want to continue in my insanity. I do not want to remain unrepentant, undisciplined, and undiscipled. I want to remain in a fit spiritual condition. My name is Ron. I'm a grateful believer. I'm an alcoholic who has been blessed and honored to serve you safely, soberly, fully clothed, and in my right mind. And with God's help and the CR program, I plan to keep it that way. So thank you.